Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Eine Reihe von Haiangriffen in den letzten Monaten hat Forderungen nach einer Ausmerzung laut werden lassen. Unter anderem von Seiten des ehemaligen Premierministers Tony Abbott.
Just read the latest news about a woman fighting for her life after a shark attack at Coogee Beach. It's so wrong that we don't cull sharks after attacks. It's so wrong that we don't have a commercial shark fishery, given the explosion in shark numbers. And it's so wrong that we don't put people before sharks.
Die 35-jährige Leah Stewart hatte am 14. Juni lebensgefährliche Verletzungen davongetragen, als sie im klaren Wasser zwischen den Flaggen schwamm, die den sicheren und von Rettungsschwimmern überwachten Bereich des Strandes markieren. Die Landwirtschaftsministerin von New South Wales, Tara Moriarty, ließ die Möglichkeit einer Bestandsreduktion von Haien offen.
Nothing is off the table in terms of how we keep the community safe. But we swim in the ocean with living, breathing animals and we have to share the ocean every day.
Die Behörden vermuten, dass es ein weißer Hai war, der Leah Stewart angegriffen hat. Der stellvertretende Minister für Einwanderung, Matt Thistlethwaite, stellte umgehend klar, dass eine Bestandsreduktion von Haien nicht in Betracht komme.
Great whites are threatened and protected species in Australia. So there certainly won't be any culling of that particular species. I've spoken to scientists at the University of New South Wales. They've got experts there that work in this field. They say that the effects of climate change and the warming waters, particularly in places around Sydney, is bringing more aggressive sharks like bull sharks further south, particularly during the summer months, and that's obviously having implications for water safety in the community. I think we need to take the advice of those experts.
Dr. Leonardo Guida ist Haiforscher bei der Australian Marine Conservation Society. Ihm zufolge spielen Haie eine entscheidende ökologische Rolle. Es gebe keine Belege dafür, dass das Töten von Haien die Sicherheit für Menschen im Wasser erhöhe, so der Wissenschaftler.
You look at white sharks, they migrate pretty much right around the Australian coastline. Several have been tagged and kind of coming from Australia right over to New Zealand. And there's that famous story of a white shark called Nicole who migrated essentially between South Africa and Australia. So when we look at a cull, the only way a cull will work is if you literally wipe out every single one.
Dasselbe gilt für Bullenhaie, eine in Flussmündungen lebende Art, die in den Sommermonaten häufig im Hafen von Sydney anzutreffen ist und im Winter meist nach Norden wandert, weiß Dr. Guida. Rob Harcourt, emeritierter Professor für Meeresökologie an der Macquarie University, stimmt dem zu und verweist auf zwei große Bestandsreduktionsversuche in der Vergangenheit.
One is in Hawaii, where they culled nearly 5,000 tiger sharks after a number of fatalities and major injuries, and it didn't have any impact at all on the number of shark incidences because they infill from elsewhere. And a similar program in Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where there was 8 shark attacks in a very fatalities in a very short period, they introduced the culling program again for tiger sharks, and the tiger shark abundance didn't change at all because all you do is you just create a sink.
Professor Harcourt zufolge gibt es keine Beweise dafür, dass die Haipopulationen zunehmen. Im Jahr 2018 stellten Forscher fest, dass die Zahl der weißen Haie stabil ist oder leicht zunimmt.
For bull sharks, there's actually been a decrease in Sydney Harbour over the last couple of years. So there's actually no explosion of sharks. That's just that's a furphy.
Professor Harcourt zufolge sind Haie durch das Aufkommen von Drohnen besser sichtbar geworden. Gleichzeitig verlängern moderne Neoprenanzüge die Dauer, die Menschen im Meer verbringen können.
So zooming out, when we look at shark bites, yes, historically they are on the increase. And this is probably most likely because of increasing population. 90% of Aussies live within an hour of the coast. The beach is a really integral part of our lifestyle. So more and more people are using the water more and more often and for longer periods of time.
Von den 9 in diesem Jahr registrierten Angriffen sind 4 tödlich verlaufen. Die Vorfälle ereigneten sich in Westaustralien, Queensland und New South Wales, berichtet Dr. Guida. Eine Person starb beim Schwimmen, 3 weitere beim Speerfischen.
I mentioned the spearfishing because technically they're most likely to be classified as provoked. That's not to say that you went out and intentionally provoked a shark and poked it in the nose and said, you know, come on, I dare you. But it's more that you're doing an activity that is putting out cues or signals like, you know, you're spearing a fish, it's bleeding, it's struggling, that is genuinely going to attract the shark.
Das Ministerium für Primärindustrie und regionale Entwicklung von New South Wales hat umfassende Leitlinien herausgegeben, wie Speerfischer, Taucher, Schwimmer und Surfer im Wasser sicher bleiben können. Für Schwimmer lauten die Empfehlungen unter anderem, sich in Ufernähe aufzuhalten, das Wasser in der Dämmerung oder wenn sie offene Wunden haben, zu meiden und sich von trübem Wasser fernzuhalten. Das Ministerium betont jedoch in einer Erklärung, dass es kein Patentrezept gäbe, um die Sicherheit von Schwimmern zu garantieren. Dem Forscher Chris Pepin-Neff zufolge führt die öffentliche Besorgnis über dieses Thema oft zu einer Politisierung.
I do. I think the New South Wales government has clearly opened the door to a bull shark call and that they see this as an opportunity 8 months before an election to score some political points and kill bull sharks that nobody really likes anyway, even if they're a valuable component of the ecosystem. So, you know, I always say that shark calls protect politicians, they don't protect swimmers. And I think that's never been more true than it is in this conversation.
Pepe Neff ist Wissenschaftler der Universität Sydney und beschäftigt sich seit 20 Jahren mit den immer wiederkehrenden Forderungen nach der Tötung von Haien.
Bob Catter was, you know, calling for a shark call following a bite on a fatal bite on a spear fisherman who was 20 kilometers from shore. So if sharks aren't allowed to swim 20 kilometers from shore, I don't know where, if you're going to call them, I just don't know. We're not like, I don't understand what part of the ocean we think they belong in.
Rob Harcourt befürchtet, dass die derzeitige Reaktion eher auf Emotionen als auf wissenschaftlichen Erkenntnissen beruht.
Because we do get upset when people get injured and harmed, and people have almost a visceral fear of sharks because we're a bipedal primate and we're entering into their world where we're slow and clumsy and not capable of running away. And so I think that means that we've got a deep-seated fear of, you know, predation. And we've also removed ourselves from nature so much that we're not used to, people being killed by wildlife.
Der Professor hofft, dass die Maßnahmen zur Eindämmung von Haiangriffen auf wissenschaftlichen Erkenntnissen basieren werden.
Because the science is changing and we've got tools that we didn't have even 10 years ago. I mean, drones are remarkable at picking up what's going on. We've also been tracking a huge number of animals on the East Coast and we have the best data in the world on where they go and what they do. And there are models that are being built to predict where they're most likely to bite people. And using that science and the drones and the smart drum lines that allow scientists to tag ever more animals and then remove them before they become a threat is a really very powerful way of protecting people.
Auch in Westaustralien werden derzeit Ökobarrieren getestet, so Dr. Gida.
So these are kind of semi-rigid enclosures that go from the seafloor to the surface and are able to keep sharks out, but you know, and bathers can still enjoy the ocean.
Diese Barrieren unterscheiden sich von herkömmlichen Haifangnetzen, die dazu dienen, große Haie zu verfangen und zu töten. Senator Peter Whish-Wilson ist Sprecher für gesunde Ozeane der Greens.
Sharks are already being culled in Australia. I think it's really important to point that out. In New South Wales and Queensland, where we have shark control programs, shark nets in place already cull sharks. So shark nets are a fisheries device. And their policy outcome is to reduce shark populations to a level where, swimmers, surfers, divers will be safe on our beaches. And they've been in place for many, many decades. And clearly that policy outcome has failed.
Senator Rich Wilson fordert eine stärkere Führungsrolle des Bundes bei Maßnahmen zum Schutz vor Haien.
I feel this issue should be elevated to national cabinet. And we called 10 years ago for the federal government to convene a national summit. Now, one of the problems is that each state has a different approach to shark mitigation. And things that we need in place, like funding for drone programs, drone spotter programs, and better education, the funding's often short-term. Sometimes it even relies on philanthropy and volunteer effort. And if this is an issue that's going to be taken seriously by government, and protecting its citizens is the number one role of government, then there needs to be a funding assistance in some key areas. So we would like to see a national summit called by the Commonwealth with participation of the states and, of course, experts on this area.
Spricht sich außerdem für die Finanzierung von Haifischabwehrvorrichtungen aus, die sich als wirksam erwiesen haben. Ein ähnliches Programm wird derzeit bereits in Westaustralien umgesetzt. Der Senator erklärt, dass auch bissfeste Neoprenanzüge Schutz bieten können, ebenso wie neue Technologien wie KI-Sensoren.
I've led this for nearly 15 years. I'm a surfer, a scuba diver. My family all spend time in the ocean. This is a really, really important issue to me personally. And I chaired a very extensive Senate inquiry nearly 10 years ago that went all around the country taking evidence on this exact issue. And it kind of is a bit heartbreaking and very frustrating for me that nearly 10 years later, a lot of the recommendations of that inquiry haven't been acted on. And if they had been acted on, we could have well saved a number of lives in this country.
Dieses Segment wurde von T. Mitchell für SBS News erstellt. Ins Deutsche übertragen von Julia Greve.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.